This is Mitch Easter of Sneakers, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Acro.
From New York, this is Democracy Now!
We have a crisis here in the city of Benton House. A water crisis. This water has been in a crisis longer than 3 years. A claim is only 3 years.
I'm Tom Rowe Acre, and you have tuned into the WGXC Morning Show on day two of our WGXC 10th anniversary Radio for Open Ears pledge.
The residents of
Benton House. We are asking for your help.
Officials in Michigan have warned residents in the predominantly black city of Benton Harbor to stop using tap water for drinking, cooking, or brushing their teeth due to lead contamination. The problem has been known about for years. Why is action only being taken now? We'll speak to the Reverend Edward Pinckney, the head of the Benton Harbor Community Water Council. Also, the pediatrician, Dr. Mona Hanna-Atisha, who helped expose the water crisis in Flint, Michigan.
Keep the radio on tomorrow. 518-697-7400 is that number again. Or call online at wgxc.org/donate.
This is the network. This is the news. This is the network, network, this is the news. This is the network, this is the news. This is the network, network. And the moon turns to blood, the stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood, this is the network, network. And the moon turns to blood, the stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood, this is the network.
And voices. Listen to art and discussion. Listen to work and play. Listen to eat and drink. Listen to up and down. Listen to noise and fun. Listen to purple and green. Listen to pink and blue. Listen to a heart rainbow. Listen to wizards and witches. Listen to jazz play. Listen to dogs and mice. Listen to Rome and Italy. Listen to Mars and Venus. Listen to the planet. Listen to the planet. Listen to ladies and dumplings. Listen to books. Listen to teeth and trunks. Listen to bath time and nap time. Listen to Kaizen and Violet. Listen to stars and stripes. Listen to Texas and listen to bells and waterfalls. Listen to churches and steeple. Dance and sing and listen and bells. Listen to making things, stripes and zigzags. Listen to clouds and leaves, bike riding and zigzagging. No, listen to bike riding and curving. Listen to the radio going on and on. Listen to the radio going on and on. Listen to the radio WGXC.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at wgxc.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org/donate now.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Bob Wills Architecture of Rhinecliff, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Times Union reports that on October 14th, the Hudson Planning Board approved a housing project that includes 54 apartments for either affordable or middle-income citizens. The rents there will be set according to percentages of the county's median income. Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson won his first campaign in 2019 with the need for affordable housing as his main campaign plank. Quote, I think that right now we're in a tough situation housing-wise in the city of Hudson, where the more popular Hudson gets, the more the cost of living increases, unquote, Johnson said. Quote, the project gives us a chance, a little bit of breathing room, to get the many families who are living two to three families to a small apartment out of those situations and into their own apartment, unquote. The entire Hudson Valley is crushed with a housing crisis, with fewer units on the market thanks to damage from climate change, fueled storms, or transferred to short-term rentals, as the lack of enough hotel rooms fuels that trend. With supply lacking and demand increasing due to the pandemic, prices have skyrocketed to rent apartments or buy homes locally. This project, developed by the Galvin Foundation, Hudson's largest landlord, received $6.6 million in property tax breaks over 30 years, approved by the city's Industrial Development Agency, plus breaks on sales and mortgage recording taxes. Read more about this story in the Times Union.
Sam Rowden's reports for Columbia Green Media that Catskill Democratic Committee Chairperson Margaret Tomlinson wants more scrutiny of the ballot harvesting in July's special village election and this fall's coming vote. Tomlinson alleges that in the July 6th village special election, and I quote, then Republican candidate Jeff Holliday and representatives of the town of Catskill Republican Club collected, stored, and hand-delivered absentee ballots to the Board of Election, end quote. Green County Republican Committee Chairperson Brent Borgardis says Tomlinson's allegations are nothing more than, and I quote, a blatant attempt to create an issue, end quote. Ballot harvesting is legal in the state of New York, while in North Carolina, returning a ballot on behalf of another person is a felony. Tomlinson wrote in a letter to Borgardis and Democratic Election Commissioner Marie Metzler, and I quote, the Republican candidate for the trustee office personally handled one in five ballots cast in the entire race. Some applications were applied for weeks prior to the ballot being picked up and delivered, and 147 of those ballots were delivered to the BOE only 2.5 hours before the polls closed on July 6th, end quote. In the special election, Republican Jeff Holliday trailed Democrat Michelle Williams 315 to 252 in the same day voting, but Holliday beat Williams 199 to 54 among absentee votes. Typically, in elections during the pandemic, Democrats have had higher absentee totals. Republicans across the country have recently criticized ballot harvesting. Green County Democratic Committee Chairwoman Carolyn Riggs said, and I quote, this is apparently not the case in Catskill. The Catskill Democratic Committee has merely pointed out that in past elections, the tactics of ballot harvesting, while not illegal in this state, is a highly questionable practice, especially when a candidate on the ballot is doing it, end quote. But Borgardis said the Board of Elections will continue ballot harvesting. Borgardis said, and I quote, we're going to do what we have always done, end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com.
Melanie Lukosevic is reporting for Columbia Green Media that four candidates are competing in the November election to fill two open seats on the Chatham Town Board. Destiny Hallenbach, Daniel Horst, Jody Nesbitt, and Rick Werwaith. Hallenbach, 21, has lived her entire life in Columbia County. She is a senior enrolled at Union College and is an elected member of the Chatham Board of Education and is running on the Democratic and Working Families lines. Hallenbach said, quote, if elected, she will prioritize housing and broadband access. Quote, I cannot afford to live in the town I grew up in, an issue that is not only isolated to young people starting out. I intend to start the conversation at the town board level about increasing our housing stock while also working with other towns to formulate solutions to Chatham's housing problem, unquote, Helen Back said. Quote, Chatham raised me, and I want to make sure that it is growing in a direction that works for every resident, unquote. Horst, 58, has lived in the county for 32 years. He is retired, having previously worked as a teacher, a tax assessor, and having run a handyman business. Horst is running on the Republican line and previously served as the Chatham assessor for multiple terms. Horst sees, quote, the strong division that prevents decisions that are beneficial to the majority of the town from being made, unquote, as the greatest issue facing Chatham. If elected, he would listen with respect and encourage all sides to work together for the common good, unquote. Nesbitt, 51, has lived in the county her entire life. She is employed as the office manager for Chatham and Callan Family Care and is running on the Republican and conservative lines. She ranks the completion of the comprehensive plan and the zoning plan to follow as top priorities. Quote, I want to ensure that the comprehensive plan addresses all the residents of the community and moves Chatham forward while at the same time preserving our rich history, unquote, Nesbitt said. Because she is honest and fair, Nesbitt believes she will be a good town board member. Werowas, 56, has lived in the county for 25 years. He served as the president of the North Chatham Free Library, served on the previous Comprehensive Plan Steering Committee, and with the Columbia County Sanctuary Movement. Werowas is a pig farmer and writer by profession and has had a 30-year career in nonprofit management with environmental and agricultural organizations. He's running on the Democratic and Chatham Neighbors lines. Like Hallenbeck, Werowas sees affordable housing and broadband access as the most pressing issues in town. He says both issues should be front and center in the comprehensive plan review currently underway. If elected, Werowas said, quote, I look forward to fostering a good working relationship with other board members, unquote. More about the story at HudsonValley360.com.
Meg Britton Mellish reports in the Berkshire Eagle that the wastewater in Pittsfield has good COVID-19 news, predicting a downturn in the number of cases. Since near the beginning of the pandemic, scientists have tracked the concentration of coronavirus RNA in wastewater as a way of telling how much community transmission of the virus exists. Instead of putting thousands of swabs up noses, testing a town's wastewater can predict future surges of coronavirus. Last week in Pittsfield, the amount of coronavirus detected in city wastewater dropped to the lowest point in 2 months, with a general trend line showing coronavirus slowly is decreasing. Explaining that results tend to yo-yo between tests, Commissioner of Public Services and Utilities Ricardo Morales said, and I quote, what I would expect from the next wastewater results is that it will go up, end quote. But he reports the general recent trend is less COVID-19. Read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle.
Pete DeMola is reporting for the Daily Freeman that the sidewalk outside of the New York State Museum in Albany was barricaded and closed to the public on October 17th after a panel from the museum's roof fell off and hit the building's terrace level. Albany Fire Battalion Chief Greg Sokaris said that an exterior panel came loose and hit one of the large walkout terraces of the building at around 11:30 a.m. No injuries were reported and no vehicles were damaged, the chief said. Sokaris said the incident has been turned over to state police and the State Office of General Services. He describes the panel's failure as isolated. Quote, I think a lot of the debris got caught up in the top level, unquote, Sokaris said. Someone initially posted in a tweet that they saw, quote, chunks, unquote, of the building fall. Then Albany Common Council member Richard Conti said in a tweet that he, quote, was walking on the terrace level as they were barricading the lower stairway, got out in time, saw fallen chunks on Northeast Terrace Corner, unquote. The State Office of General Services did not immediately respond to questions about what happened. Read more about the story in the Times Union.
Morgan McKay is reporting at New York State of Politics that New York continues to violate its own law passed in 2013 to create a database that tracks gun ammunition sales. The law was passed as part of the SAFE Act in 2013. Today, there is no database, and Assemblyperson Jeffrey Dinowitz said the next step may be subpoenas to find out why. Dinowitz said, and I quote, we intend to press officials of these agencies on the reasons for the continued delay in establishing the ammunition database. We could very well be resuming this hearing at a later date this year, and we will consider subpoenas if necessary, end quote. The New York State Police and Office of Information Technology Service and the Division of Criminal Justice Services are the agencies Dinowitz wants answers from. And you can read more about this story at New York State of Politics.
And Porcupine Soup is reporting that John A. Bali will join the National Bank of Coxsackie as its chief executive officer effective October 18th. Bali succeeds James W. Warren, who is retiring after 25 years with the bank. Warren is now handing over the reins of the institution with record net income and assets in 2021, the bank announced. Quote, "We are very fortunate to have secured a person of the ability and experience of John Bali," unquote, said Warren. Quote, "I have the utmost confidence that he will bring to NBC the same success that he has enjoyed throughout his career," unquote. Bali comes to the Coxsackie Bank from Del Norte Credit Union, where he served as executive vice president. Prior to that, Bali was president and chief executive officer of the National Union Bank of Kinderhook. He is a certified public accountant who was born and raised in the area. The National Bank of Coxsackie is an independently owned local community bank. It was established in 1852 and currently operates 8 branches in Greene, Albany, and Schoharie counties. Read more about the story at porcupinesoup.com.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day.
National Weather Service in Albany predicts Monday there is a 30% chance of showers between 10 a.m. and noon. Then it should turn partly sunny with a high of only 50 and a low around 38 Monday night. Tuesday should be sunny and a bit warmer with a high of 59 and a low around 48. And Wednesday should also be sunny with a high of 65 and a low around 46. You're listening to the radio WGXC 90.7 FM Acre, Catskill, Hudson, radio for open ears. Tune in all day Monday, October 18th, to all sorts of creative community voices on your radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Including at 10 a.m., it's time to get on the Afrosonic Taxi and tune in Della Sosimi, Segun Damasi, and Sune Kute on the radio at WGXC. At 11 a.m., we head to the basement of the First Presbyterian Church in Hudson on Warren Street, where Brendan Donegan is set to play favorites on the radio at 90.7 FM. At noon, it's time for the Deep Three show. Today, you'll hear tracks from Mouse on Mars, Evelyn Glennie, and Carter Burwell, among others. 4 p.m., we head to Housatonic in Western Massachusetts, where Kieran Riley hosts the WGXC afternoon show from. 7 p.m., attorney Paul Jay is one of the guests on the Law and Disorder program. Mayuka Fujino is playing music for the masses at 8 p.m., and at 10 p.m., tune in a special live show from Nancy Giles and Carmen Borgia, live from Worthy Soundworks in Catskill. It's The Mosquito, with stand-up comedy, music, discussion, and more, on the air from 10 to midnight at WGXC 90.7 FM.
All together now.
All together now.
All together now.
All together now.
To get a local event mentioned on All Together Now, go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page. And copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
There are all sorts of events on the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org. You can even add your own by clicking on the Add an Event button and hear your event being read on the radio or seen around the world in the community calendar at WGXC.org. And there are several Halloween-themed events there, too, including Saturday, October 30th. There are trick-or-treating possibilities for youth in the area, both at the Museum of Firefighting on Harry Howard Avenue from 10:30 a.m. to noon, and also at Art O' My from 1 to 3 p.m. That's out in Ghent on Route 22. Find out more about this trick-or-treating on Saturday, October 30th on the WGXC Community Calendar online at wgxc.org.
Hey there, I'm Brendan Donegan, host of the Playing Favorites show, heard on WGXE every Monday morning. A few weeks ago, I was driving through Hudson looking for a parking space and turned on the radio to hear a sad collection of teeny bopper tunes, stale oldies, and blustery call-ins. I eventually found 90.7 FM. The morning show was on, and Tom Rowe was playing some blazing hot rock and roll. It was Chris Forsythe, my latest guitar hero. Now, you won't hear Chris on other stations in Columbia or Greene counties. That's what's magical about WGXE. Tune in anytime, and you'll likely hear something new and interesting. Did you know that for as little as $5 a month, you can help keep WGXE an oasis in a sonic desert? Just click donate at WGXE.org or call 518-697-7400 to keep creative community radio for open ears on the air for you.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Monday, October 18th. We are 80% of the way through the calendar year, and there are 64 days left until winter. Today starts off chilly and wet this morning, around 42 degrees in Twilight Park, 45 in West Athens. Temperature should reach 53 degrees by 11 a.m., and that's about it for the day. Rain becomes spotty after 10 a.m. and disappears by 3 p.m. Overnight will be dry and temperatures will fall to 41 degrees. Tomorrow will be breezy with a high of 62. Wednesday, also dry with a high of 68 and low cloud cover. One of the last nice weather days to check out the mountain foliage before it all turns to empty sticks. Thursday will have a high of 70, but let rain back into the region. Frost warnings are creeping closer. Currently, Wisconsin is the closest at 700 miles away. And today's closest possible snowfall will be 1,800 miles away in Utah. The hottest temperature in the long range for this week is 70 degrees. The coldest temperature in that long range is 40 degrees. And today is day one of the fall checklist. As the cold starts to creep through, a lot of you are being reintroduced to your home heating systems. In case you haven't, get them checked out now. For some of you, that equipment has reached the point of needing maintenance to operate again, and nothing is going to change it. So, it's your choice once again. Do you want to be really bummed out, or really bummed out and cold? Help out that heating system by caulking gaps in windows and around foundations, and any spots caused by critters. Consider covering sensitive pipes with insulation, and filling large gaps with expanding foam. Pollen levels for today will be low. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 1:59 a.m., low tide at 8:29 a.m., high tide again at 2:29 p.m., low tide again at 8:53 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 63 degrees. Sunset today will be at 5:57 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:07 a.m. Looking way up, we see a large southern coronal hole is releasing a plasma stream due to arrive today or tomorrow. Solar wind speed is currently 345 kilometers per second at 14 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 4, unsettled. The current sunspot number is 11. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate. And just a reminder, it is our fall pledge drive, and WGXE has been here for 10 years connecting you with your neighbors. Please, help it keep on going for another 10. Just head on over to WGXE.org and click on donate. It is gonna make you feel good.
Hey all you fine folks out in Radioland.
This is Jenny.
And this is Amanda.
From Dim the Lights with Jenny and Amanda.
A twice monthly show where you listen to us get excited about movies.
Our love of movies is how we connect with each other and with listeners like you and with our larger community.
But none of that could happen without WGXC, Acre, Hudson, Catskill. They glue us all together.
We want you to head to WGXC.org/donate to pledge some cash now.
And every month.
To keep us.
And the rest of the freaky, fun, fascinating programmers who call WGXC home on the air.
Our community without WGXC is like a TV without tubes.
Like Murtaugh without Riggs.
Like Thelma without Louise.
Like Wayne without Garth.
Like Hocus without Pocus.
Like Frodo without Sam.
Like a fall without that one picture of Sigourney Weaver lounging on pumpkins.
Don't forget to tune in to Dim the Lights with Jenny and Amanda every second and fourth Tuesday of the month at 7 p.m. here on WGXC.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Beth R. of Acre, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You gotta try something.
You got a job at the radio station?
Oh, great, that place. It's dark and dirty and has, like, what, those three weirdos who work there?
Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
Defending our fundamental right to vote should not be a partisan issue.
The Senate is planning a procedural vote this week on the Freedom to Vote Act. It allows more voting by mail, creates automatic registration, expands early voting, and makes Election Day a federal holiday. California Democrat Alex Padilla says it's a successor to the For the People Act, which Republicans filibustered twice.
Our Republican colleagues' deeds don't match their words. They'll say publicly that they support voting rights, but their actions show something different.
At least 10 Republican votes are needed for the bill to advance. With just 2 weeks until a self-imposed deadline, Democrats are pulling out the stops to pass President Joe Biden's Build Back Better plan. The package was projected to cost $3.5 trillion, but has been trimmed after pushback from Senators Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona. Pramila Jayapal of Washington State is chair of the House Progressive Caucus.
In both the Senate and the House, we are united in our insistence that these priorities, climate action, the care economy, housing, roadmap to citizenship, expanded health care, and tax fairness are included and funded in the final bill.
Wyoming Republican Senator Cynthia Lummis says spending's out of control and calls the package irresponsible.
We won't address the real problems in this country that led us to be $28 trillion-plus in debt and now asking to get further in debt. I'm horrified.
A new Vox poll confirms that two-thirds of voters support the plan and 71% favor raising taxes on the top 2% to pay for it. In spite of White House efforts, supply chain disruptions could extend into next year. That was the message of Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg on the Sunday News shows. With some store shelves empty, retailers are warning there are products that may not be available for the holidays. Spencer Armstrong has worked for food company Tyson for 25 years. He says he's never seen anything like it.
What we're seeing right now over time is that reaction to everything that happened in the pandemic. So, you know, we all know why we're here. I mean, labor shortages, all the ports are backed up, can't get product off those.
Last week, the Biden administration pushed West Coast ports to operate 24/7. Hundreds of grieving families were at the U.S. Capitol Saturday for the annual Peace Officers Memorial Service. President Joe Biden paid tribute to the 500 who died in the line of duty over the last 2 years. And he specifically honored the police who defended the Capitol building during the January 6 riot.
Because of you, democracy survived.
Biden also spoke against the Defund the Police movement and promised more resources for law enforcement. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our A-Trust indicators to support accuracy and transparency online at publicnewsservice.org.
When you hear sound, when you hear radio, you hear the propagation of waves. Before transmitters, there were steeples. monastic devotion. The miracle of radio is just the most modern miracle. What is radio good for? I'll tell you, it's good to dispense information, amuse the multitudes, scare people to death, issue commands, incite riot, a call to arms, chastise the listener, plea for funds, emergency instructions, weather reports, story hour, radio plays, and music, classical, pop, swing, rock and roll, and mood music. Crystal balls are obsolete. But are they? They don't need to be plugged in, and they never need batteries. But where can you find one of those these days? You can pick up a radio at a store.
You have tuned into the WGXC 10th Anniversary Radio for Open Ears Pledge Drive, and we are trying to sign up about 50 or so folks to become sustaining supporters at WGXC. You can go to wgxc.org/donate if you want to do that. Sustaining supporters provide a monthly sum, say 17 cents a day, $5 a month, and give WGXC a reliable source of funds to plan for the future and make sure that we can keep creative community radio voices on the air. These are the people from your neighborhood that make radio on WGXC. The people from your neighborhood, you get to overhear their conversations, their issues, their points of view. You get to hear how other people think about local issues and talk about local issues. You get to hear people play music you've never heard before or music you've forgotten how much you loved. That's what community radio is all about. It takes a neighborhood to make community radio station. And WGXC is a neighborhood full of all different types of people, from teenagers talking about the books they've read and their stories and songs, to senior citizens playing their favorite songs and singing along on the radio as they play them. WGXC has broadcasters in Lexington and Catskill and Hudson and Germantown and Chatham and Nassau and Surprise and Palinville. And we hope you consider making a pledge at WGXC.org today. Keep the people in your neighborhood on the radio, on the air. These are the people in your neighborhood at wgxc.org/donate. You can also call 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate and make a donation today. Become a sustaining supporter to help the people from your neighborhood keep broadcasting another 10 years on 90.7 FM, the one sliver of the public radio dial that's actually accessible to the public.
Come on, let's take a little walk through the neighborhood and see who we meet. Oh, who are the people in your neighborhood? In your neighborhood, in your neighborhood. Say, who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day.
Hello, Kimberly Irwin here, host of Race Talks on WGXC 90.7 FM. I'm here every third Tuesday of the month at 7 p.m., where we have the very necessary conversation on race and ethnicity. From Sunday, October 17th to Sunday, October 31st, WGXC 90.7 FM, serving Columbia and Greene counties in upstate New York, is hosting its pledge drive to celebrate 10 years of community radio. WGXC will continue to provide the community with local news, eclectic beats, award-seeking programmers and hosts, and multicultural programming to help keep us on air, online, and archived for your on-demand listening pleasure. You may call 518-697-7400 or go online, wgxc.org/donate. By giving just 17 cents a day, you can pave the way to keeping shows like mine, Race Talks, on air. That's exactly $5 a month. A latte to go. Support WGXC because we support our multicultural communities. Call 518-697-7400. Go online, wgxc.org/donate. We, a multi-ethnic and multicultural crew, a creative community of radio programmers for open ears, honor donations from all people from every walk of life. Today's talk term, sustaining supporter. That would be you.
In your neighborhood.
In your neighborhood.
A librarian
is a person in your neighborhood. A person that you meet each day.
Next on WGXC, we tune into WGXC newscaster Philip Grant, who during the WGXC Awards told the story of how he first got into radio. Did I see Philip Grant come in? Was that Philip Grant that came in?
Yes, I am here.
Oh my! Oh,
there he is.
See that?
Do you
see what I'm saying?
I'm watching all of you.
I feel like God's talking to me.
Yeah. Is that you, Marcus?
Is that you?
I deliberately made it so I could see you, but you
can't. That's always how it is, Phil.
Wow, Vern, he makes me feel like a soprano. Like singing soprano voices. Man, I'm jealous.
Yeah, we got to have Phil. Yo, Phil, we need you on the Drive Time Radio Show, man.
I listened. You guys are very good.
Oh,
that's hey, we'll take that.
Nice. Say it so Tom could hear.
Tom,
he is your father.
Wow.
Well, I'd like to thank the Academy and whatever.
Wow, the force is strong with Vader.
Yeah. And we having him on. Slay, we having him on. Dia, we having him on. Jay, we having him on.
Man, I'm gonna have to do some throat exercises just so I can compete and feel like I am.
I gotta have my voice
off. I am worthy of WGXC.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Phil, what's next time? Philip, how did you tell the story about how you got started in radio?
I went to when I retired, I'd always wanted to be in radio. You mean from way back, Tom?
You can tell it however you want. Tell it however you want. We're ahead of schedule here, so.
Okay.
Way back.
Picture this. 1969. Ooh. I used to love to listen to WWRL 1600 in Manhattan from out of Harlem. Old school radio. And I decided when I got back from NUM, I got out of the Army, I wanted to be a DJ. So I went to the New York School of Announcing and Speech. And took my course, and after I took my course, I found out that DJs made about $200 a month, and I was already making way more than that as a teletype operator, so I did not go before a microphone until 50 years later when I retired up here. And I met, who did I meet? I met the crew from WGXE. They said they were starting a radio station. And I came over. I was here the first day.
Wow.
I saw the back of my head in that photo that you have online when I was about 200 pounds less. And I think the first day on the air, we were reading the news. It was horrible.
And now it's worse.
Yeah. Well, now it's groomed.
Still leaning posts.
So that's my radio life. I wanted to be hired. You're a entirely different person when you're 63 than when you're 19. So at 63, after I got out of the second radio school, I realized that if I was hired, I'd be working for the man. And I didn't want to work for the man. So I came over to WGXE.
Yes.
I'd rather work for free than be me.
Yeah.
WGXE, we are not the man.
I like that. WGXC, we are not the man.
In your neighborhood.
I am your neighborhood.
And a librarian is the person in your neighborhood.
Are there the people that you meet?
When you're walking down the street.
They're the people that you meet each day.
As you know, WGXC does not exist without you. Okay, the supporters, the listeners, the people who help make this possible. Okay, WGXC, as you know, is all volunteer. I do this volunteer, like, out of the love of radio, and I love it, you know. But again, the donations, you know, the sustaining supporters who donate monthly, they keep us afloat and keep us here and keep us live. You know, they keep the local shows live, you know, all the kids you hear. That's because of you guys, okay? But if you are new to WGXC and you've been listening for a little bit and you you like it, maybe you should become a part of it, you know? So you can donate as little as 17 cents a day or $5 a month, you know, again, to help sustain creative and community radio. So the ways you can donate, you can call if you'd rather talk to somebody. You can call 518-697-7400. You can also go to wgxc.org/donate. And, you know, you can donate, again, as little as 17 cents a day or $5 a month. Or you can do a one-time donation of any amount of your choice, whatever you feel like, you know, sending our way. And you can also mail a check to WGXC Care of Way Farm, P.O. Box 13, Accra, New York, 12405. Again, WGXC Care of Way Farm, P.O. Box 13, Accra, New York, 12405. Yeah.
You know, there are all kinds of interesting people that live right around your neighborhood, like...
Hi, I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, heard weekday mornings here at 8 o'clock on WGXC 90.7 FM. WGXC is hosting its pledge drive, and we need your support. Help keep hands-on creative community radio alive in your region by calling 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400. Or you can pledge online with your tax-deductible pledge at wgxc.org/donate. That's wgxc.org/donate. Help WGXC meet its goal and keep local, national, and international news broadcasting in Greene and Columbia counties. Thanks so much.
Well, now, who are the people in your neighborhood? In your neighborhood? In your neighborhood? Say, who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day.
Happy Pledge Drive, people. This is Kieran here with you here every Monday, 4 to 6 p.m., holding it down on community radio. It's been an adventure. It's amazing to think that we still have this station sustained by people like you listening in and then pledging your support. And we have already signed up some sustaining donors. The monthly sustaining donors is what we're shooting at right now. We're, you know, you can give a modest sum per month or a generous sum per month, whatever it is. It's what keeps the station going. So thank you to all who have already signed up and gone to wgxc.org/donate and signed up as monthly sustaining donors of your local community radio station. This is the Pledge Drive. It is happening right now. Look out.
In your neighborhood.
He's in your neighborhood.
The grocer is a person in your neighborhood. A person that you'll meet each day.
It's Carly Murphy of Lille Liton Haitian Cultural Program. WGXC is now 10 years old as a community radio. Your support has sustained WGXC through the years, and the continuing monthly donation of any amount will earn you a sustaining supporter spot, assuring WGXC sustainability. Go ahead, be a sustaining supporter. You like it. WGXC maintenant gain 10 ans comme une radio communautaire avec support WGXC duré pendant toute année sa yo. Continuez yon don chaque mois nan n'importe façon à provenir yon supporter durable et puis la garantie durabilité par WGXC. En allez, vin nou supporter. Ou après mail.
On Sunday, October 17th, the WGXC Pledge Drive kicked off. We had a live broadcast at the Shamrock House in East Durham, where Tony Fallon hosted an hour of music and talk that started with Patrick on the bagpipes.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Sheena Salvino of Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You're listening to The Morning Show on WGXC 90.7 FM.
First thing to my right, who is Gregory Whitehead. He will be performing Here Comes Everybody. I messed that up. We have Here Comes Everybody, performed by the WGXC Radio Magic Camerata Imprompta and conducted by Gregory Whitehead. Gregory Whitehead is easily one of the most celebrated American radio artists working today. His affection for Wavefarm and WGXC and his mentorship for many years has helped to shape, inspire, and buoy the organization's commitment and resolve. An award-winning writer, director, and producer of more than 100 radio plays, essays, and acoustic adventures for the BBC, Radio France, Australia's ABC, NPR, and many other broadcasters. Whitehead is co-editor of the influential anthology of writings on the history of radio and audio art, Wireless Imagination, Sound Radio, and the Avant-Garde, for completely delighted that he's here to help us celebrate our 7th birthday. And immediately after Gregory, and this is the last I'll say tonight, we're thrilled to present the debut of Magic on the Radio, an experimental airwaves fantasy. The play was originally written by Hans Fleisch in 1924, and the text is regarded as the first German-language radio drama. This new translation is by Karl Skagerd and Franzi Lamprecht, and was specially commissioned by Wave Farm and completed last year. Alana and I have been working with a cast full of WGXC's friends and luminaries, as you'll see. We have Tom DiPietro, Brian DeWan, Jeff Economy, Philip Grant, Maria Manhattan, Debbie Mayer, Tom Rowe, and Phyllis Segura. And yeah, thanks for being here. And give these performers your full attention. Enjoy.
Zabernai aus dem Sender, Radio Magic, had a huge influence on me when I first signed on the doomed and yet beautiful ship of experimental radio. Many, many years ago, 1,000 years ago. And the Zauberei, it's usually translated as magic or as wizardry, but it's not the magic of, say, pulling a rabbit out of a hat. It's the magic that turns the hat into a rabbit and then turns the rabbit into an owl or a frog or a hungry ghost. Transformation. Hans Fleisch, the Zauberei Künstler, the wizard of the air. Transformation, the transformation of spaces, the transformation of subjectivity, the transformation of live into radiophonic. So what about this camerata? This WGXC camerata, well, we cannot have a 7th birthday party without some singing. And it turns out that the last thing we know, if you go to Wikipedia, even to Wikipedia Deutschland, auf Deutsch, you will see a question mark at the date of his death, 1945, question mark. So what is that? Well, the last thing we know about Hans Flesch, he was trained as a doctor. It was 1945, Berlin was surrounded, demented Hitler in his bunker, waiting for some miracle. Have you seen the movie Downfall and all of it's turned into a meme with all the alternative subtitles. Steiner! Steiner will come and save the day. Well, Steiner did not save the day. And it was April 1945, and Flesch actually started a field hospital for civilian casualties. And then he disappeared. A radiophonist who just disappears into thin air. And so it's up to us. You are all now declared the Camerata, the WGXC Radio Magic Camerata. Also, listeners at home, please let's make this valley vibrate with song. You're sipping, you're getting ready. I will join you. So we are indeed going to sing a litany, an incantation in search of Hans Flesch. But we're just a camarata, we've just formed, we need to warm up. So everyone please, posture is key in singing. I know that this room has some very serious singers. I've heard some of the voices, and we are going to make this space vibrate. We're going to make it jump into the air. A little bit of a warm up. Listen and repeat. Moo may my, may me. Try to listen to each other. Let us try to replicate the pitch. And not just the pitch, but the rhythm. So if I say, me, 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 my, mo, me, please don't. Me, 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 my. You get the idea. Me, 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 my, my, mo, me. Echo. Have a cuppa, have a cuppa, have a cuppa, have a cuppa.
Have a cuppa, have a cuppa, have a cuppa, have a cuppa.
Have a cuppa, have a cuppa, have a cuppa, have a cuppa.
Have a cuppa, have a cuppa, have a cuppa, have a cuppa.
Have a cuppa tea. On WGXC. Excellent. We're getting there. We're getting better. Remember, posture is key. This is a voice that has absolutely no resonance, so we need to use our belly voice. So I want to hear belly voices on this. My body flies over the Hudson.
My body flies over the Hudson.
My body flies over the sea.
My body flies over the sea.
Somi, and you're listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM, hands-on creative community radio for Greene and Columbia County.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Monday, October 18th. We are 80% of the way through the calendar year, and there are 64 days left until winter. Today starts off chilly and wet this morning, around 42 degrees in Twilight Park, 45 in West Athens. Temperature should reach 53 degrees by 11 a.m., and that's about it for the day. Rain becomes spotty after 10 a.m. and disappears by 3 p.m. Overnight will be dry and temperatures will fall to 41 degrees. Tomorrow will be breezy with a high of 62. Wednesday also dry with a high of 68 and low cloud cover. One of the last nice weather days to check out the mountain foliage before it all turns to empty sticks. Thursday will have a high of 70, but let rain back into the region. Frost warnings are creeping closer. Currently, Wisconsin is the closest at 700 miles away. And today's closest possible snowfall will be 1,800 miles away in Utah. The hottest temperature in the long range for this week is 70 degrees. The coldest temperature in that long range is 40 degrees. And today is day one of the fall checklist. As the cold starts to creep through, a lot of you are being reintroduced to your home heating systems. In case you haven't, get them checked out now. For some of you, that equipment has reached the point of needing maintenance to operate again, and nothing is going to change it. So it's your choice once again. Do you want to be really bummed out or really bummed out and cold? Help out that heating system by caulking gaps in windows and around foundations and any spots caused by critters. Consider covering sensitive pipes with insulation and filling large gaps with expanding foam. Pollen levels for today will be low. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 1:59 a.m., low tide at 8:29 a.m., high tide again at 2:29 p.m., low tide again at 8:53 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 63 degrees. Sunset today will be at 5:57 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:07 a.m. Looking way up, we see a large southern coronal hole is releasing a plasma stream due to arrive today or tomorrow. Solar wind speed is currently 345 kilometers per second at 14 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 4, unsettled. The current sunspot number is 11. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate. And just a reminder, it is our fall pledge drive, and WGXE has been here for 10 years connecting you with your neighbors. Please, help it keep on going for another 10. Just head on over to WGXE.org and click on donate. It is gonna make you feel good.
WGXE underwriting is provided in part by Kravitz & Son Roofing, a local